Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Ab sculpting, liposuction, jaw filler, a hair transplant and 24 dental crowns. Now, they're just some of the procedures offered to my next guest by three Turkish cosmetic surgery clinics last week after he approached them as part of an investigation for the Irish Sun. Now, in recent years, Turkey has become an increasingly popular destination for Irish people who are seeking to have dental, cosmetic and bariatric procedures carried out. Barry Gallagher is a reporter with the Irish Sun and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Barry.
How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. Now, you're on the front of the paper and inside too. And if you don't mind, I'm looking at the pictures of you. You're what age? You're in your 20s?
I've just turned 24.
24, so, right. And yeah. One of the things I was most surprised about was that you were offered a hair transplant because you have loads of hair. I mean, I don't know where they were going to put the hair if you were to have the hair transplant. Do you?
I'm not too sure about that either. I have a good big head of hair on me, so... Where they were going to take it from the back of my head, I don't know where they were going to put it after that. But
fair,
it was
fair
recommended
enough
to me anyway.
So we'll go back to when you first started contacting the clinics in Turkey and the whole process, how it began. So take us through how it worked.
Yeah, so essentially, bariatrics and, cosmetic surgeries, as you said, are getting as popular as ever. And we just wanted to find out how easy it was to get recommended certain procedures. And it was as easy as... looking up cosmetic surgeries in Turkey, clicking a WhatsApp link, and within minutes I was texting a consultant and getting recommendations on what procedures I should receive. So,
and what information were they asking you for about yourself?
It was pretty simple questions, nothing too in depth. Maybe like my age, my weight, my height, whether I had drug or alcohol abuse issues, and whether I had recent surgeries. Other than that. When they were satisfied with those questions, they were good to go to start evaluating me.
Mm-hmm. So you're young and fit and healthy, probably not a candidate people might typically think of when we're thinking about any kind of invasive treatments.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be in peak physical form either, but I think that, the procedures that I was getting recommended, I mean, I would have essentially looked like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously that was a bit jarring to hear that from what I believe to be was a medical professional.
And did you tell them what sort of treatments you were interested in, or did they suggest? Did they look at a picture of you and go, "Well, you need this, this, and this"?
Essentially, the procedure was very similar with each clinic. Again, it was over WhatsApp text. So they would initially ask what, I felt like I might be interested in. At that point, I would just say I essentially, kind of want to be a new me, or I want to change myself. And it would they would move on to getting pictures of myself. So that would be full body pictures, facial, hair, teeth, everything. And they would make their recommendations based off that.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned your teeth, and one of the clinics wanted to do 24 dental implants. Your teeth look fine to me. Are your teeth okay?
My teeth are in pretty good shape. 24 crowns, that's I imagine an extreme that not many people would ever have to resort to, and it just kind of highlights that. Kind of how laxy days here, kind of devil may care the procedure seemed to be, or the consultation seemed to be.
It's extraordinary. Will we go through what they offered you, or what they recommended? So this liposuction, this was on the stomach, was it?
Yeah, so with the liposuction, it's vaser liposuction, so it's not really as intrusive as more kind of traditional methods. But yeah, so they were essentially... wanting to do that procedure on my stomach, waist, back, my belly, essentially. And they also want to do it on my neck, my neck and chin.
And what about this ab sculpting that went with that?
Yeah, so essentially that was a kind of an added feature. They first kind of recommended the lipo, and then they said, well, we think that you would be a good candidate for ab sculpting. Essentially how that seems to work, it's kind of, smart manipulation of the fat in my stomach to accentuate my abs. It obviously doesn't make them any more genuinely defined, or doesn't strengthen the abs at all. So it's kind of more of a, maybe a bit of an illusion or a bit of a trick too.
Yeah, and you spoke to experts here in Ireland. You told them what you had been offered, and one surgeon told you that if you gained any weight after having that ab sculpting process done, that you'd look like a turtle.
Yeah, Dr. Tracy said that, because essentially what's being shown isn't really my abs. It's fat that's been kind of smartly moved around. So I suppose if I did regain weight, I mean, it would just look completely abnormal. So yeah, a turtle is a very fair description of that.
And then when it came to the filler, what were they offering you on that front?
Yeah, so the fillers would be, when I sent a picture of my face, they found that I had, kind of an irregularity in my lips and in my nose. So that was a 1 mil filler in those guys, which, speaking to experts, was, not completely out of the ordinary. But what really kind of stumped Professor Katrina there, who I was speaking to, was 8 mils in my jaw. And usually, according to experts in Ireland, the absolute max that should be going into someone's jaw would be 4 milliliters.
Were you offended? So were you offended by any of this? I'm staring at your face in this picture, going, "Where is the irregularity that they were talking about?"
I'm lucky that I kind of was putting on a bit of a brave face as part of that investigation. But I mean, like, if body dysmorphic disorder, and even just being self-conscious about your body, I mean, that's something that everybody deals with on a daily basis, especially maybe in your later teens or early 20s. And when, you send pictures to what you believe is a medical professional, and they essentially tell you that you should kind of rejig your whole body, it can be difficult to take. And I'd say it's something that kind of hits very close to home for a lot of people that do seek these procedures.
Absolutely, because people who would reach out and seek for these procedures, as you say, they obviously perceive that they need to change. So if a surgeon is telling them, well, you need 6 treatments in order to look how I think you should look, then there are people who are going to agree to this.
Definitely, and especially when it's so... It's so easy. I mean, setting up a consultation, as I said, I clicked one link after looking up one simple Google search, and there I am speaking to a consultant. And like, even if it was just out of curiosity, or if you just felt self-conscious, it's so easy to just ask a professional, what do you think I need?
Yeah. Let's talk about how easy it was then. So once you agree to go ahead with the procedure and then you pay a deposit, you were offered a surgery date within a month.
Yeah, with the first clinic I spoke to, that was all. That whole consultation was pretty much wrapped up in around an hour. And at that point, I had gotten an appointment for the 16th of May. So that's, less than 2 weeks from now.
And what were they going to do?
Essentially, how that was going to work was I would land in Turkey on the 15th. I would then receive my fillers. So that was in my jaw, my nose and my lips on the 16th. That's the next day. And then I would have a consultation with my actual surgeon that evening. Now, the next day, then I would undergo my vaser procedure. So that was my belly, waist and back, and my six-pack procedure. And then a day later, I'd be checking out of the hospital and I'd be moved into a 5-star hotel. So.
And how much was all that going to cost?
That's, including the hotel, that was €6,400.
And what did they say to you then about the aftercare, post-recovery surgery, how you'd be looked after?
In terms of aftercare, so with each clinic, I would be staying in Turkey for around another week and have one post-op checkup, with my surgeon. Following that, once I get back to Ireland, each one offered 24/7 online aftercare. So that's essentially probably over video chat or over text.
Okay, and then the last thing I want to ask you is, you got in touch with the Department of Foreign Affairs about all of this. What did they say to you, Barry?
They essentially referred me to, the warnings that they have already, issued on the risks of traveling abroad for cosmetic surgeries, and the fact that they have received a number they have given a number of consultations on patients who have travelled abroad for these procedures. So it's obviously a phenomenon that's getting more and more, more common.
Well, look, I encourage people to go out and have a look at you in the pictures, because we were all staring at them today going, that chap needs absolutely nothing done. Certainly not the hair transplant, certainly not the teeth, not the liposuction. It's crazy stuff, Barry, but really interesting what you found. And thanks very much for sharing it all with us.
Yeah, thanks a million for having me.
That's Barry Gallagher there, reporter with the Irish Sun. 51551 for your messages. Let's take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.